Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The world would be my lab. Jimmy Buckets!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, Goo. About pods. I just, like, I chalked it up to pods being pods.
Okay. Yeah,
I chalked it up.
And what's that consist of? Remind us.
Well, if you'll remember last year, 2 years ago, I went to a Warriors-Bulls game. And if you'll remember, pods missed a little chippy reverse layup.
For the game.
Late.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a lot of media there. And Raymond Ritter says, hey, come on in the locker room. I'll introduce you to Brandon. So I'm like, okay. You know, back in the day, I might have been like, oh, boy, just missed the game. Not anymore. So I just walked in.
Right.
And I was like, hey, what's going on, Matt Steinmetz? Yeah, I know who you are.
You said Guru and Steiny?
No. I tend to just go solo in those moments. No, but I was blown away by just how kind of, Not just confident, like la-di-da, he was about the miss. I thought he was going to be beating himself up.
Right.
And he was, that's a shot, you know, that's a shot I got to make. That's a shot I'm going to make down the line. That's a shot I got to take. Wouldn't have changed a thing. But like, wasn't despondent or anything like that.
All right.
And that's when I thought, you know what, this guy's already got that pro mentality of on to the next game. But yes, he's very confident. Cocky.
No doubt.
Probably also the word.
Right. And I think you are right. And again, I don't want to step on that part of his DNA and personality because I did cite that's probably why where he's at now running point for the Golden State Warriors. Okay. That if you just think and sit on that, I mean, it's fascinating in itself. So this is no hate. But Steiny, there is another game I believe needs to be played in a team dynamic, especially when you got people thinking you might be out over your skis. And to hear him say hopefully Dre and Steph will go tell management that he's the guy, I don't think there are any words that can get you that. You got to be that dude. And those dudes are Kawhi, Steph Curry, you know, Kevin Durant. And I would love for my kids to say, Daddy, I want to be president. I want to just have the biggest imagination in the world. I'd love that. But Steiny, when it goes to the masses like this quote has, I got questions. And I'm starting to think if I'm Moody, if I'm Kuminga, am I looking, the word comes priorities. And he may have them all lined up, but Steiny, you can't tell me this is a good look for an average NBA player, who I think he is right now, to have his mind even thinking about being that dude to say it. And then we got another teammate named Jonathan Kuminga that gets, again, just all this slander because he said and shared and opened up with us that he wanted to be an NBA All-Star, and that hit different. It read different. So I have my popcorn today, and I feel like I'm doing my part to sit back and see if that same energy is going to follow this quote that one followed his teammate, Jonathan Kuminga.
the way I look at it is it's like a classroom. Kuminga kind of sits in the back. He doesn't say a lot. Moody sits in the middle and offers very little.
All right.
Pods is the guy who comes in early, drops the apple on the teacher's desk, and sits in the front row and raises his hand all the time. Like, they're different kinds of guys. I guess that's what I'm saying is, like, I thought what LeBron James did was stupid yesterday. And
you, that really
Willard
bothered
comes
you.
In and goes, who cares?
I mean,
this is one of those things where it's like, this is who he is.
Yeah.
This is who he thinks he's going to be. So you just got to put that into the equation with Pajemski.
And Stani, I'm not playing both sides. I'm really not. And Josh Ram on the YouTube chat is saying what deep in my core I feel, Stani, it is a nothing burger until he went viral. Like, I would have said, you know what? I could tell Nick Friedell this, but I'm going to think about my teammates and just how it would come off. And maybe, and I'm not saying he's not focused. He's super focused, right? But Stani, once you got your eyes on something that, what if I told you that that's not what you should be worried about right now? I mean, you're a DeAnthony Melton Achilles away from him being a starter. In my mind, like just work on your game and let the game do the talking. And I got to say something else about Pods, because his chest is out. When he said the Valkyrie games were louder than the Warrior games, I thought for a second, ooh, Pods, you might not want to say, you know, he's part of the team, and it was coming from the heart. But maybe that goes to what you've been saying about him. What comes to his dome, he's gonna be honest and fire it off. But, Stani, can you understand, forget the fans for a second. If you're one of his teammates,
but this is
could you be like, huh, okay.
But if you went, huh, okay, this isn't the first time you've done it.
Like
he's in his third year now, and he's played the way he's played, and he's talked the way he's talked, and he's acted the way he's acted. And 2 days ago, he had this quote, and I'm pretty sure that nobody on the team was like, can you believe what Pod said? I think it's more, I can believe what Pod said because that's who he is. Like, it takes a lot of different, you know, kinds of people to make up a team. Again, if you're asking me, do I like it? No. I think he's got an inflated opinion of himself? I do.
Is there a double standard, you think, or is the quote too early?
I can't
gauge the reaction.
I do not. I have made no distinction between Pajemski and Kuminga.
See, I have,
in terms of like how people feel about him. Because I think Pajemski's polarizing and I think Kuminga's polarizing in their own ways. So I don't look at Kuminga, Kuminga handled free agency badly. I don't like, no. Kuminga and Pods are in the same situation. They're young players. And like, Jonathan Kuminga said he wanted to retire a Warrior. He also said that a year or two back. So I don't hold anything against either of them for anything they say.
And I love the thought, but just have going said public so far. With it, Stiney.
I mean, he...
But all right, I got a bad
guru,
analogy
what if he
for
said
right.
Nick Friedell goes, you know, hey, Pods, you know, Steph and Draymond are on their way out. I mean, is this a place you'd see yourself after? I don't know. Like, I get he should be thinking about other things, but I think he was just interviewed specifically about this because the old guys aren't going to play forever.
Can I give you Evan, something that happened to me years ago? I think it was 2014. At this radio station, can I just, and this sounding, you might be like, Guru, this does not fit, and I'm not comparing it, but I feel like, to me, it plays well, and it triggered me to have this thought. So, Stani, I was trying to break into the business. I was doing weekends and nights at 95.7 The Game, and there was one Saturday, all the big dogs, Papa, Bruce, everybody, were all getting together at a location in Walnut Creek. And I got invited. And Stani, no matter what I was doing, I dropped everything to go be a part of that. Because to me, that was a moment where I felt recognized. My peers, guys I looked up to, thought about me to include me to go have drinks and dinner. So Stani, I go to that venue and there's like 8-10 guys in the business, guys I look up to. Could you imagine if I took a fork to a glass and said, hey, I got a toast. I'm Daryl Johnson doing nights and weekends. Thanks for inviting me. But one day, this is going to be my radio station. Like, imagine, who the F does this dude like, just read the room. And I'm not Pods. I'm not in the league. But, Steiny, I could have thought it. But to say that like that, you're looking at me some type of way. And I hope you're like, goo, you got to be kidding. But come on, Steiny. That would have been like, who the hell does this dude think he is? This ain't about you. You just got invited.
Every team's got a Pods.
Okay. I mean, hey, that's a bad analogy. But I'm just like, I'm serious. That's how I'm taking it. Yeah.
Who's the Minnesota's Pods? Who does Finchie just love? But everyone else doesn't really know why.
He doesn't play favorites. That's why he's Finchie.
But see, we got to be careful here. This is where, Evan, I defend Pods. A lot of people think he's got the apple. He's earned the charges. I'm not saying he's not flawed, man. He's earned it to play in this system. Come on, Steiny. He's earned it. But to say this now is about the keys tells me you feel like you've mastered what you're supposed to do, and you have not.
We need Thunder.
And forget the Warriors, the NBA.
I don't.
You're not that dude.
I don't hear him saying I've mastered anything.
When you get keys, you are the driver.
That's his goal, is to get the keys. Like he said, you know, how could I have their trust? How could I ever get him to go to Lacob and Dunleavy and say, we want to leave the team with him? Does it sound self-important? Yes, of course it does. But like, I don't think his intentions are evil.
But hey, Kuminga, I know you're not, you've kind of said, Steiny, you're not making a correlation. Kuminga says he said less. I want to be an all-star. And people that are not Kuminga fans,
right,
they just hold it against him as if, he had a DUI or something. Like, it's just that outlandish. That guy's not thinking about the right stuff. He's selfish. I'm not hearing none of that with this quote.
I mean, the bottom line is if you really think, like, when you say Pajemski earned it, I could come back and say, not really. The reason Kuminga's hasn't played is because they've had Wiggins and Green at forwards, and now it's Green and Butler at forwards. Mm. In the backcourt, they got much, much less. Pajemski has benefited because they have no backcourt depth, and that's why he's got to play.
But he's got some skill behind that too, Steiny. Well, but get caught up in the moment and real quick, just out there with Dre, Steph, and Kerr looking, and this dude has scored 28 points in the playoff game. I'm just like, listen, man, I know. Goo, what are you saying? I'm just saying.
I know. I don't understand. You're saying Pods earned it,
No, he's earned his spot. What he's doing, but he hasn't mastered that job description. And you are not, and if I had to bet, ever going to be a one in this league. So to tell a reporter or a writer, you want the keys.
He didn't say that. He didn't say, I want the keys. He said, what do I have to do and how do I have to be to ever get the trust of the champions so that I could be the next guy? Like, that's what I heard. Now, the same thing. Like, I still would be like, calm down, dude. I'm not fighting you on chill out. I'm not. I think this is Vintage Pods.
Yeah.
And maybe it does great on his teammates. I don't know.
And again, it's our show. And I'm just sharing with you, if I were in his shoes and nobody asked, it's our show, Stoudy, I would have kept that to myself. And if my kids were in that position, I would love for them to think that way, but I wouldn't voice that aloud. I just would not.
If Jonathan Kuminga were a guard and Brandon Pajemski were a forward, I truly believe Kuminga would be playing a lot more and Pajemski would be playing a lot less.
But what if, and I got to be careful here, you could say there was a log jam, and there was. But you know what rises to the top? Talent, Steiny. Okay. And if Kuminga's test scores in this offense were higher, there's no doubt with his capabilities, this dude would have made Kerr. He would be in front of the line. Or, you know, Jimmy Butler might not even be here. So I don't want to take any onus, as much as I like Kuminga, off of Kuminga, because, Steiny, there has been some stuff he just has not picked up. And that's why he's in the position he's in. But I just, now I feel like I got, boy, I'm letting it all out. Steiny now pods with this quote to me feels like he's in it for the, now I'm trying to shine. Before it was just, it was acute and it was organic. Now I feel like everything that happens, there are decisions that can be made or had on the court to where you get the glory. And that might be a selfish play. And I hadn't seen that for, you know what I mean? Like stuff like that. And Steve Kerr did say the next step for Pods, and you tell me how this reads to you, is emotional maturity. What does that mean to you, emotional maturity? Because emotional maturity to me would be like, I want to say this to the reporter, but I'm thinking how it might come off in the gurus of the world, or forget that dude, or my teammates, it might read wrong. And I know you said he didn't say keys, but when you say the next, or who else you're going to leave it to?
Well, who else are they going to leave it to?
But you're not De Niro or Denzel. That's Steph and Dre. You're not that. So that's why I'm saying, who's going to tell him that? You can have all the irrational confidence in the world, Steiny. You're not that yet. Yeah. I'm not saying you can't be, but you're not that.
Right.
That you shouldn't be even worried about that. Master your craft.
Hey Brandon, would you like to be a future cornerstone of this team?
Sure.
What does that look like to you?
Steph and Dre going to tell the owner that, you know, I can handle it.
Oh, interesting. Doug in Berkeley. What's up, Doug? Get us going.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Starting out with a little fire from Pajemski. And listen, I totally get where Goo's coming from.
Yeah, I do too.
That's kind of like it's like internal to Pajemski, really. I think the way I view it is that Pajemski and Kuminga are saying the same thing, only in a different way. You know, Pajemski's just coming out and saying it because that's kind of who he is. I agree with Goo. You're not that guy yet. Okay, so you know, but you want guys to have that kind of fire. And then Kuminga, by holding out and by, you know, saying what he said and having his agent say what he said, he's basically saying the same thing. You know, I mean, I want to be the guy, you know. So I actually like it that both of these young guys have that fire. And I'm looking at it objectively, not from inside each one of them, but objectively. You know, I get where you're coming from. And, you know, and let's show me.
Yeah.
Play with that kind of fire, deliver, you know, and it'll be great for the Warriors. But it is too soon.
No doubt. I agree
with Goo.
No doubt. I'm blaming Nick Friedell.
What a jerk.
Nick, you're a jerk.
We had lunch with
asking
him last week.
23-year-old if he's going to be the future of the Warriors. Here we go. Let's go to Jan in Mountain View.
Our girl.
Oh, by the way, Sean King coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to transition a little bit to football. 11 o'clock, Sean King. That's in 25 minutes. Former quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you can make a case he's kind of the original Brock Purdy. We've had him on before, and he is a phenomenal interview. Hey, Jan, how you doing?
I'm fine. Good morning to both of you.
Back at you.
I just want to bring the point, and you've already said it, but I don't care what he thinks. He needs to. Brandon needs to prove it more on the court and keep his mouth shut. You need to. You're only in year three. Look how far those other players have come. You need to prove it on the court. You need to get. You know, you need to get your, know what your role is. You need to concentrate more on stop, you know, complaining at the referees. You need to get more mature on the court and be there to help out and not, voice off this, oh, I want, you know, you're confident. Well, that's great, but you need to keep, you know, you need to keep those things confidential and off the court. And I didn't appreciate, I mean, sure, he'd like to go to the Valkyries game. Get yourself off the damn court. You're not playing that game. You're there as a spectator. Take your seat and shut up.
Jay.
Thanks, Jan.
J-Rock. Wow.
Dang.
Yeah.
You know, there's another aspect to this. Another aspect to this that's...
Jay came with the heat.
There's...
give it to us.
It's, you know, Jonathan Kuminga came onto a championship team and had trouble getting onto the court. So over the first 2 years of his career, he didn't play a lot. So what does he want? He wants to play! He wants to play! He wants to be an all-star. He wants to play. Brandon Pajemski, he gets to come in here. And because they don't have any guards, he gets to play right away. So Pajemski doesn't even come into the NBA and worry about playing time. So now when they ask Pajemski, you know, what do you want out of your career? Well, he's already licked playing time because he's gotten probably more than he should. So now he's saying, I want to be part of the future. Like, they've...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like, he's... For Brandon Pajemski kind of not to have to worry about playing time, that's just a function of a roster that isn't deep enough. Wow. And maybe that'll change this year with Melton.
So you think I'm putting too much emphasis on the fact that he took that job and maintained it, Pods? You feel like, Goo, there wasn't a long line. That's why he got it? Because, Stoney, I got to give him credit. Not, you know what I mean? Not to just mess it up, man.
But it sounds to you, is he good? Is he good enough that you want him to be the future of the franchise? Or is he not?
No, that's why I started this show with that. And that's why I was like, wait, just basketball offended. You don't say that out loud, man.
I can remember.
Steph was a lotto pick, Steiny.
Right. And even Steph said that thing, we're going to get this right. We're going to fix it. I guess what I'm saying is.
But that's a village. It's not isolating saying one day I want this to be my kingdom.
What's wrong with that?
You're not that dude.
Well, but. That's what got him to the NBA.
And it's what got Kuminga crucified because he said he wanted to be, as part of his diet, he wanted to be an all-star.
I got
to
disagree with you.
There's a double standard. I'm telling you,
man. I'm going to disagree with you.
And I think that's what set me off. I really believe it ain't got nothing to do with Pods. You feel how you feel. I'd want my kids to have that same thing. But to go public, I just would think about my teammates. I'm not that guy yet. You think about agenda. And it's what got Poole punched in the face because he was being all cocky. Who knows why he got punched in the face? I'm just saying, we knew he was cocky, but man, even he never said or was thinking at this young in the game, in his career, you know, if they go, I want to win there. Hey, and real quick, Johnny, because I talk about it, Steph and Dre ain't going nowhere anytime soon.
they're under contract for two more years, so they'll be here. I just know that, like, Jonathan Kuminga saying, I want to be an all-star, that's a nothing burger to me.
Well, wow.
I mean, who holds that against him?
Oh, Steiny, the people that are down on JK, they feel like when he said that, that's what he's trying to go do when he's out there playing. So he can't have goals. He gets ripped because people want to come up with this selfish narrative on Jonathan Kuminga when he throws out his inner thoughts about where he wants to be. But Pods can say, give me the keys, even though I'm not that type player. I'm not that good to get the keys. I'm not that caliber yet. It hits different. And I'm just asking why.
Well, I'm asking why Pods, it hits different when Pods says, you know, I want the trust the staff to be, and like Jonathan Kuminga said, he wants to be a warrior for life. Like, we didn't say at that point, easy, big fella, you got to get a lot better before, you know, you think you can be on our team. Like, I have nothing bad to say about the way Kuminga handles himself off the court. Like,
I'm with
talking.
You. I'm with you.
Brandon Pajemski thinks he's better than he is.
And
you know who else does? Kuminga. But Kuminga goes about it a little different way. Mm. Pods is already thinks he's more established here because he's got more playing time than Kuminga. Mm. All right, coming up in 20 minutes.
I'm excited to talk to him.
We got Sean King, former quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and was in a situation very similar to Purdy, very similar to Mac Jones. Looking forward to talking to him. And also the kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. If you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girls will be there for a meet and greet, taking photos, signing autographs. And the next home game is Sunday night, October 19th. And Lo and Evan are going to be live from Laughing Monk starting at 3 p.m. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website at 957thegame.com and sign up now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.